You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
What's up? What's up, Detroit? Coming to you live from Royal Oak. It's Real Men chopping it up.
Chop, chop.
Chopping it up.
Coming to you, my man, Big C.
What up, though? Diddly, diddly, diddly D.
got my girl Puss in Boots over
got
here.
Back in the building, ladies and
she
gentlemen.
Is back in the building.
Back in the building.
In the building.
In the building.
In the building.
With Rosé.
With yes. Rosé.
With a little red.
Vicky Rosé.
A little red.
It's going to get a little, it's gonna get a little yeah, grimy
I,
tonight.
I need this tonight because y'all on some other stuff today.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Oh, we just starting out like that,
yes,
huh? Okay.
Yeah.
That's how we go. That's how we do it.
Got my boy Big E the Sniper.
Yep, ain't damn thing changed, y'all.
This is what we do. It's what
yes,
we
sir.
Do.
And it's your boy, yours truly, Chef in the building, cooking up some stuff in the kitchen, some
What's
mad
up?
Flavor
What's
in
up?
Your ear.
What's up, Chef?
All right, man. All right. Hey, we got a good one. You know, day after Christmas.
No,
Side piece Christmas.
I'm apologizing to
day.
All. This was not
Today
my idea. I'm apologizing to all
day.
My people right now.
Today's topic
Side piece Christmas.
What you apologizing for?
Man.
Yeah, what
somebody might get offended tonight. Somebody
hey, well,
might get their
you
whole
know what?
Feelings hurt.
Hey. You know what?
Man. And I got a list.
If you throw a rock and the dog hollered in, hey.
Hey, look at what up?
Like my man said.
What's up, y'all? What's up, Ronald, Geneva, Samuel, Anthony,
what's up, everybody?
Wayne,
you just giving all y'all. I got
up?
My cuz, David
what's
Page,
up?
Watching Brother Linzel
sure
Rice.
Want
to say what's
video.
Up to y'all?
You know?
Share it, because somebody may need some help tonight.
Yeah, share this video tonight, because
to
if
share,
you know
please,
somebody that's
share.
A side piece.
Yeah, yes. we need to get them to stop doing
You need
it.
To get them doing
And get them to maybe call in and
yeah. explain why you accept
explain
it.
Explain why you a whole side piece.
Okay.
Side piece. Hey, listen.
So,
no feelings.
No feelings.
No,
this is a grown folk business right here.
Grown folk.
This grown folk business.
Grown folk.
Yeah. Don't be scared.
Yeah.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. You know. Okay. So who gonna
side
break
piece
this down?
Christmas, baby.
We need to let Cliff go.
Big
first.
C.
Yeah.
Break it down. What is side piece Christmas?
Well, side piece Christmas is the day after Christmas when you, as the side piece per se, get a chance to see your side piecer.
Side piece-er.
Yeah, side piece-er. You know, okay. The person that made you the side piece, you get the chance to see him and spend a little time with him.
So
or
you
her.
Ain't...
Or her.
So you ain't the main piece.
No, you ain't the main piece. Side piece.
So whoever this except is, man or woman, has spent their time on December 25th with the main piece. Now they come in to spend time with
on the
26th, side piece.
On the, right. on, but wait, but they only come in after work, because you know you got to work that day after Christmas to get the holiday pay. So it's not a whole day thing.
Okay, so the side piece only
so
get half a day.
Three.
Half a day. After
on
three.
December 26th.
On December 26th.
Wow.
After work.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. But listen, though. This is real important.
Okay.
If that side piece is real good, if that thing is real good.
If it's real good.
You might get seen on the eve. You might get some time the day before.
The sniper real. Said,
you
if the
might
side
get some
piece,
time the day before.
Yeah, on the eve.
It's
not on
real
Christmas
good.
Day.
Our engineer is like, so.
Just the eve.
Listen.
I wish I could turn his camera off.
Sometimes you just got to sneak it in.
Sometimes you got to sneak it in.
Sometimes you got to sneak it in.
What's those side piece hours in the eve? What's those?
Whenever you can sneak it in.
Well, in the eve is well, wait a minute. In the eve, it's gonna be a quickie. See,
right?
Because it's got to be in between shopping.
That's when you just show up at the door, butt ass naked, and just turn around.
That's right.
This.
You better and you better act like
well,
you know.
Well, wait a minute. You just don't have no panties on, nothing.
Hey,
you know,
that's what
just.
I'm not a side piece.
You better act like you know.
You're talking like you got some experience with this puss.
I actually interviewed quite a few people this weekend.
Interviewed quite a few.
Yeah.
You did a whole bunch of side piecing, huh?
Yeah.
She the woman on the street.
She the woman on the street.
I had my mic in my hand like this.
In case you didn't know it, Puss was on special assignment last week.
She was out there canvassing.
Yeah, she's on special assignment.
I was like this.
Trying to get it all down.
Yes.
She was out there reporting the news on location.
On location.
This is Puts and Boots on location. We got three side pieces waiting for
us. We got a guy. We have a guy in aisle three at the grocery store. Right. Yeah,
okay, so we've come up with a list.
Somebody said, yep, you should be ready with no panties at all. I
wow.
agree.
Wow. Yeah.
You say what now?
She should be ready with no panties at all.
She and she must work at Little Caesars, hot and ready, huh?
Damn. No,
that's actually our girl, Talisha, at Delta.
She like,
hey,
Talisha.
Get down.
Hey,
Talisha, like, she Talisha. Right. That's how it's supposed to be done.
That's how it's supposed to be done. What's up, cuz? I got my cousin Tracy dropping in.
This one right here.
There's no
doubt. Hey, ask her if Naila can do that.
Hey,
what
hey.
Oh,
Talisha,
did we take a turn?
Right. Talisha,
somebody on the my questions page was presented to you, Talisha. That there's a sad piece, I won't
is
tell.
Is Naila available
tell
for
it
that?
Tell her yourself.
Hey, and tell her, Naila ain't got to be a side piece.
She ain't got to be a it's sad piece Christmas.
It's sad piece Christmas.
Piece Christmas.
For okay. the holiday. It's for the holiday.
Somebody already asking, Rashida says, what are the benefits of being a side piece? What are the benefits?
You tell me.
You tell me. Well, what's the benefits? Okay, I know the benefits of a man being
a side piece. I would say this. The benefits is like the benefits of being a side piece, which is, to me, there is no benefit. But when you look at it in the terms of a friend with benefits, there's no strings attached. That person come over, y'all do what y'all do, he go home or she go home.
But that's different, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying that's probably the only part of it that, you know, there's no strings attached. You're just there for a purpose.
But what happened when the side piece catch feelings, though?
She can't. He can't. They can't.
But they do.
They got to
know your role.
Okay, see, okay.
You have to read the fine print. A contract.
So
catching feelings.
So there is a side piece contract.
So
that's
how
what y'all
would you
saying?
Respond to this? Wait, if your side piece like, bae, we've been together for all these years. Can we just? Is it any way possible that I can see you on Christmas?
No,
I mean, no, we've been together.
I gotta work on Christmas. Got
to
do a double.
And this episode is brought to you by Ice Mountain. It's so refreshing.
I got to do a double on Christmas, baby.
I'm still accepting wine offers. Thank you.
I can't.
You got to do a double on
Christmas. I can see you the day after, though.
Look, you know the main day Christmas. You either putting together toys
but what if I show up and I pretend like I'm your cousin or somebody? And I don't say a word, baby. What if I don't say anything? I promise I won't say anything.
No,
because
the main piece will sniff the side piece out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every time.
Every time.
Hey,
all the time.
And she's going to talk to him like, who's that bitch?
Yeah. Hey, who did that right here? That's what it's going to be. And you know what? Here's the thing that's funny about it.
Oh, yeah, because we've got a whole song.
No one trying to get to know you better.
Here's the whole thing that's funny about all of it. Because the main piece got GPS, radar, infrared, everything.
Right, she better have it.
The side piece come within a 2-mile radius. They be boop, boop,
boop, boop, boop, something going off. Exactly.
Look, because it ain't going to take much. It's going to take the side piece walking up. So, hey, how you doing?
It's the rub. It ain't the pat. It's the rub.
Right.
It's the rub.
Yeah.
You being a little bit too friendly.
The rub. Yeah. A little grab.
It ain't even that. The side piece could walk by and be like, hey, how you doing? Who's that?
Who's that bitch?
That was that.
I know you don't work with, because I know everybody you work with.
Right.
And then you get the twig. So.
Okay,
hey,
let's list some things.
Let's get to our list. We got a list.
I got 18 on my list.
I got 4 on mine.
That you a side piece. Okay, let's go with the first 4.
First 4, you might be a side piece. Number 4, your window of communication is 5 minutes on Friday between 6 a.m. and 6:05 a.m.
6 a.m. and 6:05 a.m.
Because he's on his way to work.
Yes.
Number 3. They tell you to meet them at the restaurant for dinner. When you get there, it's a to-go box sitting there with a tag on it that said, had a great time.
You petty as hell. You super petty.
Number 2.
Yes, sir.
That's 3.
This is number 2.
No, this is number 2.
Oh,
countdown.
Okay. Oh,
number 2. When you see them in public and they give you baseball signals to stay away.
Yes, sir.
It was like tugging at the ear, you know? You know, like, you got to stay away.
And number 1 reason you might be a side piece. If you look in their phone and your number is listed under scam likely.
Yes, sir.
You might be a side piece.
You might be a side piece.
That's pretty good. Now listen.
Wait,
if those last 4 comments hit home, Don't be calling here arguing with us and shit.
No, hey, that's your don't life. Be
ain't
mad.
He got nothing to do with
you. You can't say amen, say ouch.
We ain't arguing with you.
Don't
we,
be mad.
We ain't here if you
are,
with you.
And if you're a side piece out there and you like being a side piece, then, you know, I mean, hey, my mom to you.
Hey, what's the new term is? YOLO. You only live once.
You only live once.
Do your thing.
So, wait, before we go on with the list, are there any benefits to being a side piece?
Come on now.
Okay, now I did talk to a guy. He said the benefits of being a side dude.
Oh, this is a guy.
Was
this no is a side dude. See, that don't count.
That don't count.
It's different.
No, it's not.
It's different.
Guys be catching feelings too now.
No, guys catch feelings, but it's different because we like that.
I'm going to answer the question. As far no you yeah okay well yeah
yeah okay
so I'm mean, about to say that
don't tell that lie
say.
Okay well go ahead
no,
anyway
don't yeah. tell that lie.
The benefits of a guy being a side piece is because he doesn't have the responsibility of taking care of you, and when all those cute holidays like Valentine's Day or Christmas where he has to actually purchase gifts, he can just throw it back to you like, hey, that's your husband's job. I ain't gotta buy no gifts like that.
Right. So he put it back off
he
on the husband.
Gotta have a job. Boom. Most of the dudes that's a side dude ain't even gotta have a good job nowadays. All he got to do is put it down
and get that basket off the corner of Greenfield and Finkel.
What basket?
Those gift bags.
Well, oh, make? Jesus, you are stupid.
You don't sit out the back of the
U-Haul? Don't buy no basket.
You don't buy no basket.
No, not even
basket.
They get that wood.
Some women just happy with the wood.
Ladies, are you happy with just the wood?
Get the wood.
Let us know.
All right, ladies, we need some ladies to comment in on this one here. So what's the benefits of being a...
What's the benefits of being...
For the ladies.
A side piece. For the ladies.
One of my friends, Siobhan, said she had a guy ask if he can be a side piece. And this dude was asking, and can they be the sad piece? So what was your response, Siobhan? Hurry up and give me an answer. Because,
see, wait a minute. If she even entertaining it, then the main piece must not be putting it down.
Wow.
Yeah.
If she entertained it, the main piece, because, you know, see, I'm telling you, it's a competition.
One of my friends, Deanna, said, ain't no man that great to be a piece of anything.
Ask her, does she have a fresh pair of batteries handy?
I think
you just answered your own question.
I'm gonna call Buzz on that.
Right.
You having problems with that thing, ain't you? You in gadgetry no here.
Yeah, I'm just I'm
You gotta bend that thing. You gotta spread the legs. You should be familiar with that.
Hey, whoa.
You see what happened when you be dancing on tables?
Yeah.
Wow! That is not... Okay,
dancing on... Push the boots dancing on tables.
There is a video circulating like with someone that looks just like me.
Hey,
like I got $5 if you find out who that person is because she's ruining my reputation.
And
knowing I was somewhere meditating around that time.
Like my man on Hancock said. Yes, we have video of that too.
Yes,
you can't even see her face.
You were meditating.
I was meditating somewhere.
Yeah, but we saw the physical attribute.
We saw
the physical attribute.
Absolutely.
And what would that be?
You had puss in boots on the back of your shirt.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, exactly. Wow. I don't know who this girl is like.
And there was a tag across the video that said puss in boots.
Wow.
I have a friend that commented that said, we're not bored with each other, and every time we're together, we have fun and can talk about anything.
Okay. What, there you go.
The side piece?
Side piece.
Yeah.
So what's the main piece doing?
My friend at home, said the main
well, piece. Maybe she's the main piece. Maybe she's a side piece. I'm like, what she would do with the. I'm just going by the comment.
I got you, man.
Right.
Listen, because like a lot of times, like what she just said, you dudes got that side piece, so they don't have to deal with no stress. She is the good time girl.
Right.
Go over there, lay out.
Yeah.
You know, no stress. Ain't got to worry about no talk about the bills. Don't worry about the kids and what you doing with your job.
True.
And all this. You going over there. So when he there, he ready for some fun. If she there to provide the fun,
right. He
ain't stressing her out. She ain't stressing him out. They do what they do. And then it's time to go.
And to his point, a couple years ago, I think I was talking to Ed about this earlier. A couple years ago, I saw an episode on Dr. Phil. Had these ladies all sitting there talking about being the side woman or whatever. And the lady in the audience jumped up. You're ruining relationships. You're this, and that. And the girl just basically told her.
Just most of the
time. If you take care of your husband, he wouldn't need somebody like me.
Oh.
He said he come home to arguments. He come home to not having to cook meal. If that's the situation you got at home.
That's the situation.
She said, but when he come find me, Sometimes she says, sometimes he just come on, lay on the couch and watch TV. Sometimes you want to talk. Sometimes we get in. Sometimes we go out. But whatever he's not getting at home is what he's going to go out there and find out in the streets.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Puss got a transparency
and,
moment.
And vice versa to the ladies. Vice versa to the ladies.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Puss has a transparency moment here. Go for it, Puss.
I had a side piece before.
Mm-hmm. You had a side piece?
Really?
Promise you.
I believe you.
I know you do.
Yeah.
I really believe you.
I did.
Okay.
But I had a side piece because the person that I was with was not emotional, intimate, romantic. He wasn't giving me none of that. And to also say this, I also say this, we had this conversation over and over again that we needed to be, you know, more. We had that conversation numerous times.
What was his name? What's timeline?
We need facts.
We need corroborating evidence.
I had a sad piece for the reasons women probably get a sad piece. Mm-hmm. I wasn't being fulfilled.
You weren't being fulfilled?
For the reason? No, why? It's Tuesday?
Shut up.
So you weren't being fulfilled, so therefore you went out.
Emotionally fulfilled. So it's ladies.
Emotionally.
You're not being emotionally fulfilled?
Physically, none of that.
Ladies, if you're not being emotionally fulfilled, would you consider a side
piece? I'm not suggesting that. I wasn't in love with this person.
Talisha says they want to get away and unwind.
You just trying to fill each other.
Wow, the ladies is coming through. Oh, wait, my friends like, oh, I know who you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, we want to know. What's her name? Call in 248-579-5295.
My friends, yes, unfortunately, yeah, they know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's explore this a little, because this is a little interesting now. See, we got into the mind of something here.
Right.
See?
Yeah, what's y'all up? Getting what's serious see, now.
So, no, it ain't serious. So did you go out and did you find a side piece, or did he just kind of roll up
this
on you?
This was somebody that I was already had history with in my past.
Oh, so he is.
And, yeah. So he kind of like linked up, kind of got
so basically, so basically he was a penis in the bottle.
No, we had
rub and
break in case of emergency.
We were good in that area together.
So y'all was, instead of I Dream of Genie, it was I Dream of Penis.
So it was like something penis. I was familiar with. So
break glass in case of penis.
Wait, so let me ask you this question, because that goes to a deeper topic. So should men be kind of leery of women who have long-term friends from back in the day?
Back in the day?
Wait, you're going to be leery. Everybody's going to be leery. Everybody got long-term friends from back in the day.
Not long-term friends that you had dealings with, though. I got friends I had dealings with.
I mean, well, I don't know. So I can't answer that. That's not for
you
me to
answer.
I can't answer that.
She had a dick in the box.
I did not.
Wow.
No. It was penis.
Oh, penis.
The
side piece would is penis.
Right.
The dick is the man at home.
I don't know. The side piece might have been the D because said it was fulfilling the job.
It was fulfilling the job that was not being fulfilled.
I think all the empty spaces.
Yes. Every last empty space.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, brother, call in. Brother, call in, bro. Ding, ding,
no,
ding,
we
ding.
We don't have no dealings with each other no more. No dealings.
Every empty space.
Every empty space. It was what I needed at the time.
I'm just going to say that. TMI.
When I'm
going
to get my bell?
This sounds like your bell already been rolling.
You don't need no bell.
Yeah.
No bell for pushing boots.
No bell.
I can't still get a damn bell. Every guy.
You want a bell. You want a bell.
No, she can't have a bell. She took a day off. She ain't got 9 days in yet.
It was my birthday every day. Y'all just you played can, me.
I'm voting for a bell for Puss.
Please.
It would be nice.
Give her the bell.
I want a pink one. No bell.
Give her a gold one.
See, now she wants a certain color bell.
Give me your bell. Your bell is about to get revoked anyway, Cliff.
My homegirl. Hey, look, my homegirl.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm ring. I guess they'll ring the bell, brother.
Oh, it is.
She told you was about to get revoked. Huh?
Your bell.
I don't need no bell.
Yeah, he don't need. He the sniper.
I'm ringing bells with my words, baby.
Yeah. he the sniper.
I can hear those bells ringing out there right now.
All right, Puss.
Can I get to my list?
I'm about to bring you in. Okay. Will you relax?
But she got 20, so you got.
See, because y'all always focusing on me.
Yeah, we got to.
You got to pick like your top four.
You're right. It don't have to. Hey, look, my girl said it don't have to be a long term friend either. So you better be careful.
Nope.
Yeah.
That parking lot pimping is real.
Somebody said Puss gets a bell for being honest.
Yes, I'm dead serious.
Hey, that's so wonderful.
It happens to the best of us.
Puss got a bell because
what up,
Cuz?
Hurricane in the house.
Not crying. Okay.
Okay. Come on. What's your list?
Okay.
Here we go.
You've never actually been on a real date. He's always Netflixing and chilling you to death at the crib.
Because he can't go out.
If you can't, cannot go
okay,
out in public.
Be,
with
so if you can't be seen
y'all
in
can't
public,
be seen out in public.
You just might be a side piece.
You just might be a side piece.
Okay. Side piece, Chris.
If your only communication with him is on Snapchat and y'all ain't even friends, you might just be a snap. You might just be a side
here's
piece.
Here's the funny thing with the Snapchat. Every different Snapchat face lets them know what day they can hook up.
The dog face means
Friday.
I mean, hey, the dog face means I want the dirty D.
Right, I want the dirty D.
I want the dirty D that day, okay?
Okay. And after sex, if he immediately snatches the sheets off the bed, you might just be a side piece.
Yeah, baby, I put them sheets off because I was drinking my coffee.
I was going to add to that. If sex is only at the hotel,
you might just be a side
You might just be a side
no,
piece.
No, you can't say hotel.
Why not?
Because that's not where you take a side piece.
Where you take them?
Where you take them?
You take it to the one where you got to pay for the hours.
Damn.
That's the motel.
That ain't even a whole hotel.
Hey, wait a minute.
That's with the M.
I didn't even know they still had that.
That's the motel.
I did that back in the day.
The hour by the hour.
$45 for 30 minutes.
Oh, no, brother.
So I heard.
Oh, no, brother. We used to call it, was $7 for an hour.
Yeah. Well, back then?
$7.
Back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. It was $7
for
an hour.
That's all it takes.
Hey, that's all you need.
Hey, Bernie Mac say 3 minutes.
3 minutes is a heavyweight fight.
Right.
Because I got knocked out.
20 pumps. Count them. Count them when you ain't got nothing to do.
I get paid by the pump.
Everybody.
I'm sorry.
A dollar pump
is going bad already. We are. Just keep watching.
We don't need security.
We already knew that this one was going to be off the hook.
Man,
so.
Okay. I'm apologizing.
Go get down.
Okay, how many did I do?
Two.
Okay, I did two. If you tag him in a picture on social media and he immediately removes his tag, you might just be a side piece.
Girl, you can't be posting no damn.
Don't be
okay.
Tagging
me
in
no pictures.
No pictures.
Okay, so no tagging pictures
in
social media.
If you tag him and then next thing you know, you see Rodriguez, his name may tag to the photo. It's just you.
But you
just be a side piece.
I mean, that's real talk. You see what happened in Colombiana when a man took her picture?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit came down. You can't be putting no pictures of nobody out
there. You can't be putting pictures of. Oh, why you going to bring up Colombiana? She's bad as hell, boy.
Yes, she was.
Damn, that's Zoe Saldana.
Focus, fellas, focus.
Okay. Sorry.
Look at
Clem. I was just having a moment, okay? I mean, you know.
Let's go, Zoe. Zoe, tune in. We love you, baby. Excuse me one second. And this episode is brought to you by Ice House, Ice Mountain Water.
You don't even know what it's brought
by. He really don't.
And Mountain Dew.
Okay. Right, my last one is, none of his homeboys really interact with you because they know you just a cold piece of ass.
Damn.
Might be a side piece.
They don't
might
even interact.
Might be a side piece.
Or, and I've seen this happen.
You getting passed around.
You're wondering why you don't feel the protection of that man when you're around his friends because his friends already got to go ahead to see if they couldn't slide in a little bit.
Okay. You know okay. So,
hey, man, is she cool? Is she?
So you
is
that, no? Side piece to quadriplegic.
Hey, sweetheart, how you doing?
So we can add a sub.
I'm about to pass on this.
This dummy
is stupid.
You went from side piece to quadriplegic.
He said a quadriplegic.
So we can add a subtext to that one there. You know, yeah. If you are getting hit on by the homeboys,
yeah,
you might just be a side
piece. You're not important.
Okay, my homegirl Andrea said, if a man says he wants to keep you private, for sure, you are a side piece. Don't believe the hype. I'm just a real private person. I just don't do social media and all of that. Your ass is a side piece.
You're a side piece.
Because a man will show off what he wants to show off.
Okay.
Right.
I got you.
Thank you, Andrea. That was a good one.
But hold on, because people showing off dinner plates that don't even look right. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That is true. That is true.
It's the case of showing off.
It looks good to them, though. That's why they showing it.
Nah, you
got to
have some pride about that. You know, Sometimes it's just better if you keep such
a good
stuff
to yourself.
Yeah, we
crazy, Leisha. We crazy.
I'm just saying. Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right.
Sniper, what's yours?
I
can't do my list.
My
list on my phone.
I got
my people there.
You got a side piece?
I got a side piece. She done came for it. Adija says, look, she says, I used to be a side piece 20 years ago. But he spoiled the hell out of me. And, of course, it was before all the social media stuff, but we went out in public. We took trips, etc. Some women are voluntarily side pieces, and in this day and age, there's no way you can't easily find out if a dude is married or not. Now, that is a true statement.
What?
You can find out nowadays if somebody is married. I mean, it's too much social media. Social media tell everything.
Yeah, if you put everything on social media.
Yeah, if you put everything on social media.
Put everything on social media.
But I know married men who are straight up married that don't post jack squat about their wives. I'm like, you married?
Look, I'm about to.
Seriously.
Listen.
Sorry, fellas, if this is you. But I know a married dude who tried to get me and my boy to help him cheat on his wife. And he showed us that he had this app on his phone where he could have pictures and everything. And like an app like for
a calculator.
Like fixing your phone as a calculator or something. But you click on it, in this app, you can store all your pictures in.
Yeah.
What?
Oh yeah, it's apps out here, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Are you serious?
It looks like if you swiping through the phone
and you wouldn't pay attention.
It looks like a calculator. Like if you pull your calculator up and just like the number pad, you put the code in, boom, all the pictures pop up.
And on today's episodes of Giving Up the Game for Free.
Ladies, take notes. Take notes, ladies.
My God.
Wow.
Yo, if we don't up our viewership with the ladies with that shit, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. You know, ladies, we're trying to help y'all now.
Trying to help you. We don't want you to be side pieces. We want you to be main pieces.
Girl, they giving up the game on that thing. Tune in on Wednesday.
Tune in on Wednesday.
It's
off the chain.
Wow. Side piece Christmas. Christmas for show.
That's right.
Okay, y'all. Man. All righty. Yeah.
So wait a minute. If she said 20 years ago, right?
Right. They didn't have social media. You couldn't tag nobody. You could be private.
So it was easy to be
That was real picture.
That's 20 years ago, we didn't have no cell phones either where you see somebody, you're like, oh, you can't pick up your phone and call somebody.
You'd be like, click.
You stop at the payphone trying to beep somebody.
911.
Got to get some coins and call on the payphone. Right.
Hey, remember this. Image is everything.
Okay. So we need to hear from some former side pieces.
If you're a former side piece.
Side pieces.
If you're a former side piece.
Wait, my friend Jamal Smith said you just gave up the game. Y'all telling too many secrets. I know that.
Hey, don't say that y'all shit to me.
I'm just saying like this, you know. There's no reason to be with side pieces. If you put that much energy and effort into a side piece, put that much energy and effort to that woman that you made her pump out 5 kids for
now
you don't love her no more.
Come on now.
She a little too big for you.
Come on now.
And so you're out here cheating.
There you go.
All that kind of stuff. You know, if you're going to be a man about it. Take her out. Give her the little scavenger hunt shit to find where you at and what hotel and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Dudes don't do that with side pieces. Make your woman a side piece, the main piece, and the side piece.
But it's sometimes okay.
She the main piece.
But wait a minute. Okay.
She the meat and potatoes on your plate.
Let me ask this the ladies though.
Hey, okay. You gonna eat your cornbread?
You gonna that's damn right I'm gonna eat my cornbread.
You're right, Desi. You absolutely right. They have been around since biblical times.
But okay, yeah, but we understand.
You can have 5 wives in Africa right now.
True that.
One of y'all is enough.
Nowadays,
in America, yes.
We know about as much as y'all do now.
I'm just saying, pretty much. But here's the thing, and I think this kind of lends to the whole thing. Why would women be comfortable with being the side piece?
Or men.
Would women be comfortable?
Well, see, men don't really count because, like as my one friend told me, you know, men will do anything. You know, there's if it's a piece of ass somewhere over here, you know, they just going after it.
But a lot of women don't know that they're side pieces, though. They don't know because the guy is so good at what he does.
That's the purpose.
They don't even know.
That's why we got the list.
Okay, give us some more off that list. I want to hear some more.
The only meaningful conversations you have is during sex and when that joker is drunk. You might just be a sap.
You might just be a sap.
You might just be a sap.
Conversation during sex.
That's hilarious.
Conversation during sex.
You got
some good. All of a sudden just love you. And then the next day when you are just up fixing breakfast, like, babe, we had this deep conversation. You told me you love me. He like, say,
well, wait a minute.
Was I still off that hen?
That was
hold
the henny dick you had last night. Some whole henny dick.
I can't stay for breakfast.
No, I ain't staying for breakfast. I got
to be up out after I get the last shot off.
Right.
You got to go home.
I got to go home.
Hey, look. He had him have his pants on before you finish wiping up.
He ain't never take them off. They have grinded his ankles.
Yeah. If he.
Here's a good one.
That's a good one.
Okay. You just might be a side piece if he slide the panties to the side.
And if he fully nude, wait a minute, you ain't gotta take your clothes off. If he don't even get fully naked, if he pull his pants down and they touching the timbos and he just say bend on over, it might just be a side.
Hold on, that might not be a side.
Hold on. She said that's kind of exciting.
I didn't say that.
Please elaborate.
That was like 20 seconds ago. You always living in the past, Cliff. Everything I say, you always bring up the past. That was like 30.
Right.
That was 45 seconds ago.
Bam. All right.
He took the bell.
She ain't got her 9 days.
Damn, he took my bell already. Have my bell.
Breaking news.
What up, Cass?
Breaking news. Puss is freaky deaky.
She said, come over with the Timbos around your ankles.
Come, boys, come in. Drop your Levi's.
Hey, Laquana Wallace said, no, that's probably just called a quickie.
Yeah. Laquan, you're right. Yeah, you're absolutely quickie. Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with a quickie.
That don't necessarily mean you're
a little impatient.
No.
Sometimes it's all you want. It's a time and a place for everything.
Right. I got stuff to do.
I got to be at work in an hour.
Right.
I mean,
and you there might you be interrupting my shows or something.
Right. So, look, hey, hurry up. Sometimes you got to cook a quickie.
You know what? I'm switching chairs. I'm not sitting on the cliff for the rest of the season.
Hey, hurry up. Hurry up.
Finish.
Finish him.
What are you doing out there? So, okay with being a side piece.
Some are. Some women are because they don't want the stress of being in a relationship. Mm-hmm. They have programmed their minds to be okay without the emotional attachment. Mm-hmm. The wife is catching hell. And who wants to be the wife of the person that you screwing anyway? That could be you. Mm-hmm. Who want to be her? Her husband is cheating on her. With your ass. So who want to be her?
But then that goes to why some of the side pieces want to be upgraded. Yeah. When you know how you got him is the same way you're going to lose him. Because he's going to find another side piece. That's a very true statement.
Okay, that poses a good question. Can a side piece be upgraded?
But somebody told me side pieces is winning. Side pieces is getting married now.
Side pieces is getting
whole wedding rings and having weddings.
Mm-hmm. She said
yes. Sad pieces.
But when they not,
I'm so confused.
What happened when they stop acting like the side piece and start acting like the main piece?
Ooh. Can they handle that?
You the side piece, you got to keep acting like the side piece for the whole of your matrimony because that's why he married your ass in the first place.
That's
yeah,
right.
Can't, yeah, yeah,
you that, can't switch up the game.
You can't switch up the game. Now you got to be butt naked with the bent over. When I come through the door,
come out the house with a house dress on.
Ain't no more headaches. Can't say you got a headache.
None of that.
You know what I'm saying?
But okay, when I get approached by married men, I always want to ask them the question.
You talking like you got some experience with alcohol.
because I always get approached by married men. I'm like, okay, if you're married, then why are you out here in these streets trying to pick up somebody who's single?
Ain't nothing but the dog in me, clearly.
But this one guy told me, he said, because my wife is no fun no more, and I'm not taking up for any man that's cheating on his wife. But this is what he said. He said, my wife's not fun anymore. She doesn't like to go out no more. Mm-hmm. Of course, the sex has declined. She's always tired.
And it's cheaper to keep her.
Okay, so
they're not leaving their wives, though.
This is a good point for these ladies out here, especially the married women.
You better pay attention.
Not defending them, but that's what he said. If you ain't dropping it like it's hot no more.
What up, though? If you ain't dropping it like it's hot no more.
What up?
if you ain't got the sweat dropping down them balls.
He just go with the yin yang twins.
God damn.
It's out of control. I am a Christian.
Only on Thursday
between 6 a.m. and 6:05.
You might be a side piece.
You might be.
What about the wives? And I've heard this also. What about the wives that are telling their husbands, go get you a girlfriend? Some women just want to get married. I promise you.
Time out. Some men
have told me, and I've heard some women say, my husband needs to just go in and get a girlfriend. Some women are just content with just having a husband with the security of it all.
Have we lost our entire damn mind?
Absolutely. We have.
I know some women that said they married him because he had good insurance. He had this, he had that. They married for the benefit.
Love is not in a relationship anymore.
Yeah. Nope. It's a come up.
Right.
Which is another show, y'all, because, honestly, I think folks got marriage twisted.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, ain't no love in
them. And then, well, hell, like, if you think about it, certain cultures, certain ways are, you know,
Yeah.
When people do things.
It is a business arrangement.
Yeah, it's a business arrangement.
It's more so of a business.
But in those cultures, though, they stay with that person.
Yeah, because, but see, that's an honor thing. That's not a love thing.
Right,
that's not a companionship thing.
Right.
Those two might hate each other.
Yeah.
But they have their family honor.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And a whole bunch of stuff tied,
and a whole bunch of stuff tied to that business arrangement. And you can't just walk away from that.
And the fact that Daddy will bust that ass if you come back home.
Daddy gonna
knock you upside your head.
Karen Perry said, maybe it's the husbands that's not fun anymore. Maybe he's slacked off.
For sure.
Right. And then my friend Rashida said, they go married for benefits too. They need somebody to wash their clothes. They need a place to live.
Anybody
they may have a woman.
No
it might be a come that, up.
Anybody
that,
wash
that,
no
I need
wait,
somebody
that,
to
that,
cook.
Wait a minute.
That,
wait,
that's
wait.
Called cuffing season. Shut up.
No.
I was I'm gonna get
with her on that one because that's just a part of the role and the purpose in the marriage. Don't be trying to sit up here and say
some men aren't marrying for a come up. They ain't got nothing.
Well,
I'm not saying
for a come up. When you talk about wash clothes and everything like that, well, damn it, I gotta wash clothes too.
We all gotta wash clothes. You got men that just got out of prison that can't really get a good job. That's marrying good women. Because that's taking care of their behinds.
That's another show.
He's not gonna go nowhere.
That's because they met on that dating site.
What's up, Miss Latricia? We got Miss Latricia Mayo. What's happening, baby girl? Wait a minute. Now, that's a whole nother show.
I'm doing 6 to 10. I'm looking for a lady to help me when
and
I get out of there.
And there's some women out there that be waiting.
That's a whole nother show we got to do because I don't get that one. I don't get that one.
What's that? Dating in prison?
Dating in prison.
Yes, do that one.
Yeah.
Dating in prison.
Why the hell? You know, you must be pretty fucked up in the head, and I'm just going to say it. Because I just got to put it down
right,
like that.
True that. Because
you do.
Right.
You must be pretty, just screwed up in the head. And you say, this guy done just did a bid for murder.
He been around men for 10 years.
Right, been around men for 10 years.
10 whole
and you
years.
In love.
And he going to show up at your house with Leroy.
This
Leroy. He's going to be staying with him.
Yeah, Leroy going to be staying with him. And I'm in love with him.
Love after lockup.
And love after lockup.
What?
That's the name. Put that down in your little note.
Love After Lockup.
I think that's actually the show name, too. Love After Lockup.
Love After Lockup.
We can't show that name. We can't do that.
We don't have. Look, please don't come at this. We ain't got no money.
We
don't have attorneys yet.
We ain't got no lawyers in the building yet.
Love After the Bid.
Love After the Bid.
Too close.
I just did my bid.
Excuse me. I'm not freely associated with these men.
Another reason you might be a sad chick because he never spends the night. He just hit it and go.
He just hit it and quit.
That's the arrangement.
Right.
But you may not know
he's a side piece, though. She still may not know.
Matter of fact, if I fall asleep, set the alarm clock for 30 minutes. I gotta go. I can't sleep more than an hour. I gotta get home.
I can't sleep in the morning.
Just long enough so I can make that drive.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. That
kind of reminds me. I got one for you.
What?
If you get up out the bed after sex and go take a shower.
Yeah.
Before you leave.
Right.
And don't use no soap.
Not your soap. He got his own toiletries.
If a man can't smell
like no other scent when he come home.
Right. If he got a whole
bag. And better not be smelling too fresh.
I got something for that.
If you think you a sad piece, scratch his back up.
Okay.
Leave a mark. What? Bite his ass.
Damn. What?
Leave.
Oh, you just...
This is a. I'm gonna do a private podcast myself.
Excuse me.
If
she do that, she better have
leave lipstick marks in areas that. Because if he's taking a whole bath and he just washing his penis off, leave lip.
Well, whoever you got that's gonna do that, send him chefs away.
Grab his underwear, ladies, and go like this.
Matt, damn.
I just
felt some kind of way after that.
We're going to take a brief commercial break.
That was brought to you by all this free wine I've been receiving all week.
Oh, yeah, too funny.
Oh, my goodness. Push that boost is back in the building.
The one you was going to try to run my way, if she want to be a side piece, I might make her a quarter piece.
Is she over here?
I might make her a quarter piece.
Well, she ain't even on here. You're not about to make my friend. She'll wreck you. She will wreck you.
That's what she thinks.
She will wreck you.
Challenge.
Can you be a quarter piece instead of a side piece?
No, you're not making none of my personal friends. A quarter piece with extra cheese. She wants it all.
She can't handle the chef in the kitchen.
No mustard next to ketchup.
Oh, I can't even say her name. I'm not even going to put her out there like that. But I will be calling her after the show.
Mm-hmm. Tell her if she want to be a studio groupie, she can sign the application.
Why? See, how you do my friends groupie. Like that?
Hold on. Why you looking at him like that? He's dead.
Right.
How you going to blame him for
because
that?
Hey, Cliff brought me here.
Hey, wait a minute.
To this situation.
I get you.
None of my friends would be groupies for this show.
She looks straight at me. She looks straight at you.
For these three idiots I'm sitting at this table with.
Whoa. Excuse me. But she ain't on contract yet, so she knows I'm calling. Still on the
trial. And I'm gonna keep calling in sick. He's so irritating.
As a matter of fact,
hi mom.
Oh Lord, y'all are a mess tonight.
As a matter of fact, hey man,
I told you this
start
show.
Her first write up.
Yeah.
Oh dang, he got a pen and paper.
No. First write up. Wait a minute.
And I'm drinking on the job.
HR wants to see you after the show.
Oh damn, that's really messed up.
She done got side fired.
next week we'll be having auditions.
Somebody gonna come and take my damn job.
Oh my god, that is too funny.
I'm gonna show up like Eddie Kane Jr. You trying to be me?
You can't be me.
You want my spot, Flash?
You want my spot?
Can't have it because you ain't got it. That's how I'm gonna be outside.
That's how you coming up.
Yep.
Oh, don't forget.
Yay. Nice like this. I wish raindrops would fall.
Okay, y'all, so off topic right now. So off topic right now.
Oh, we gotta
have—we
gotta have a moment. Okay, give us one more.
One more.
How much time we got?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, okay, we good.
He never answers the phone when he's with you, but he's constantly putting you on hold when y'all talking on a damn phone. But he never answers the phone with.
Why would he answer the phone if he's with you?
Okay, Puss has been cut off from drinking.
Yeah, my drink's cut off right now.
But it's not on my face.
But you know you only
got me wiping my face like a cat.
Licking her hands.
I was like,
yeah, she's like.
But you know you only got a certain time to call, so why are you calling after hours?
Yeah, why are you calling?
No,
hold on.
His office hours are from what?
9 to 9:05. No, I'm talking about when y'all together, his phone ringing, he never answers his phone.
When y'all talking on the phone together, he can't be putting you on hold.
When y'all together,
he's going to answer every phone call.
Right, yeah.
And he's going to tell you, shut up.
Oh, yeah, he's going to tell you, shut up. Be quiet.
He's going to be like, hold on, I got to take this.
He ain't even doing that. He's not even answering the phone, period. He's not answering the damn phone.
He may not answer your call.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
He gonna answer that main call.
He'll call you back.
Or
shoot that quick message while you calling. I'm gonna have to get back with you in 5 minutes.
Just
long enough to get to the bathroom.
Yeah. What you want, baby? Yeah, okay. Also, ladies, if you have to call him when he gets to the office. You just might be.
Yeah, she going. Yeah, yeah, she got called the office.
A side piece.
Yeah, because I don't need them calls showing up on the cell phone.
That's right. Mm-hmm. If you got to call him when you get to the office.
No, hold on.
That's if you even got the right cell phone number. Because if they out there like that.
Them jokers be having two phones.
So if you only got the burner cell phone number.
You a side piece burner.
You a side piece.
Hey, look. You a side piece. If the phone that he carries when he's with you is the long Nokia old school phone, and if it ain't an iPhone or an Android, your black ass is a side piece.
Yeah. If he's on his flip phone.
Wait a minute.
If he take you to Myers to buy a track phone.
Hey, call me from this number.
Right.
Call me from this number.
At this number right here.
You just might be a side piece.
Might be a sad piece.
Yeah, we told you it's gonna be off the chain.
Yes, it's. Yeah.
What up, Miss Parker?
Sorry in advance.
Oh, I got a good one.
Okay, come on.
Now you know if you special to me, if I take your ass to Floods, but if he don't take you to if y'all go out and y'all go to places in Ann Arbor where don't nobody know your name, if he ain't taking you to Club Echelon, Floods, or the Blues Cafe, or whatever you call that spot,
can't take you there.
Yeah. You might just be a side piece.
You are a side piece. You can't take it.
Yeah, you are a side piece. You are a side piece.
You
can got
no, you cannot go nowhere in Detroit,
right.
Southfield,
if
Oak
y'all
Park,
hanging out. Right.
There's people all like, wherever you at right now in your city, if he can't take you nowhere inside of where you
Bar
at right now in your city.
No.
You a side piece.
You a side piece.
Right, you a side piece.
Matter of
fact, y'all hanging out at Weber's in Ann Arbor. Oh, man, your monkey ass a side piece.
How you know about Weber's?
Uh-huh. I had, that's where my side piece was at. That's why I used to hang out with my side piece.
Hey, look, and don't, and never drive.
Great information.
Hey, look, and never drive together. Right. I will meet you there.
I will meet you there.
Yeah, you can't ride with me.
You can't ride with me. So if you can't ride in the same car.
You know why you can't ride in the same car?
Because you might drop something.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. Ladies, make sure you always bring something, an extra earring.
And that's why y'all asses
drop in the middle of it. And that's why you never get upgraded.
And that's why y'all asses.
You can never get upgraded. I'm not talking to y'all right now.
We talking to y'all, though.
I'm not talking to y'all. But ladies, always bring like a lash. Peel a lash off.
But here's the thing,
throw it in the council, in the middle of the seat.
Peel the lash off.
That was free, too.
We trying to get them not to be sappy. You get them.
No, I'm just saying that's how you know. That's how you go know.
They should give them tips to be better side pieces.
I'm not giving them tips to be better
side
pieces. If you a side piece, she going to find out about you. Y'all going
to
have a whole conversation.
To upgrade.
Right.
Because if you leave that eyelash in there, she know it ain't her because she going to pick it up.
Right.
This ain't mine. This is not my eyelash. Whose eyelash is this, Bobby?
My ears is pierced. It's a clip on. Where did it come from?
Okay, so we gotta do a show though. When you get caught with the evidence, you gotta come up with the perfect excuse.
That's gonna be for y'all ass. I'm just gonna sit
because you know they put you on the spot right away. You gotta be able to think. Lick
and
split.
Who lashes this, Lorenzo?
Listen.
My mama's.
Nah. Silence. You don't meet them questions with a whole bunch of hasty excuses. You meet that shit with silence.
You
don't
too calm.
Nothing.
You too calm. Boom. In your delivery.
Don't say
that's
nothing.
A sniper. That's why you're a sniper.
That's why he's a sniper.
That's why he's a sniper. He was sitting in that spot for 5 days to take the perfect shot.
Hey, you know, a sniper.
I'm cutting my own drinks off right now.
You know, sit there 5 days, pee on himself, do everything.
Wow.
You know?
Hey, listen, because that's how you get caught. You know? But she said, well, what is this shit? And you go, oh.
She is done. Cut off.
Ryan, cut her mic off.
Ryan, cut her mic off.
Give me some paper towel. I'm done.
Ryan, cut her mic off. You know, she's done. Puss is done. There is no more.
I'm spilling wine.
There's no more sex going on in the champagne room.
Because the champagne just spilled.
Let me just spill it.
You know how much she paid $5 for that bottle of wine. She didn't spill it on the table.
I think it was on sale at Myers for
$1.99. You are unglassed.
Right here. Give me here, baby.
We are now.
I'm good now. Give me the
donating this glass to science.
I normally don't clean up the wet spot.
Wow!
Yeah, he's just laying it.
Not the wet spot. Welcome to the wet spot.
Go ahead, lay
when he
there.
Avoids sleeping in laying in the wet spot,
he is not laying in the wet spot because he ain't gonna be there long enough for the wet spot.
Right?
Yeah, he ain't
okay,
there long
on,
enough.
Get this right here.
Now, if it's good, I lay in the wet spot. You know, just reminiscing it for a minute, like damn.
But if he immediately tries to avoid getting out of the wet spot.
Okay, your mic is down.
Okay.
There you go with that mic again. Yeah. Get the mic up. Come on.
Alcohol, that mic done went limp.
Yeah, the mic has went limp.
She got a limp mic.
Puss has a limp mic.
Give me that.
Puss is looking for a real piece now. Her mic is limp.
We going to pimp Puss.
Pimp.
Pimps up, hoes down.
If that bitch can't swim, she bound to drizzle.
I'm not ready to give up my rights right now.
No.
You good?
We good.
There you go. We got you.
Who's about to make us have to pay for the whole new studio?
I know. We about to pay for mics and cameras and everything.
Hey, Ryan looked at us like, you know she done fucked up.
Ryan, you see
that right there? You know that was on the other night, too. You see that right there? Right there. That right there. You know you done fucked up.
I got to put my whole glass away. Yep. All right.
What's up, everybody? Thank y'all for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah,
y'all want to call in, give us a comment on this topic tonight. It's 248-579-5295. Call in, let us know what's going on.
Let me see the number.
248-579-5295. Give us a call.
That's right.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Caller, you're
right
on
quick,
the air.
Right quick. You got 2 minutes. We don't need no long, drawn-out ass stories about form of life as a side piece.
Yeah, as a side piece. Get to the point and get to it and hit it.
Hit it and quit it.
We need a quickie.
That or your little boring Pimp Chronicles. We don't want to hear none of that.
That's right.
Just come
back
with something
good. Back in the day, brother, you know what I'm saying?
When I was out there on that. Another brick, please.
When I was out there on that stroll, we used to get them hot bricks.
All right, cut him off.
My
what is the deal?
What is the deal with you? Nah, it's you and this whole setup here.
I'm just all discombobulated.
Okay,
right
spread the legs out on that thing.
Keep talking about spread the legs.
The thing, just spread it apart.
Chef is trying to get something cooking in the kitchen. He's like, spread them legs. Need them butter rolls over there on the counter.
Let me see something here.
Right, getting tired of getting up.
Yeah, Rang, tired of you.
Hey, there's no mistletoe.
Cliff wanted to sing.
Nobody trying to get to know you better.
You got
to
close them a little bit. They got to be closed up a little bit. So, all right, are we getting any calls? So, I need y'all to call
in. No, we ain't getting no calls.
I posted the number, guys.
Because they all side pieces. Because
they all side pieces. They don't want to call.
They don't want to call
I need y'all to call in. The
call
number
in,
is
248-579-5295.
248-579-5295 is
call
our
in,
number.
Let us know what's
call
going
in,
on.
Let us know how you feel about it.
Studio One. Real
Studio
men chopping
One.
It up.
If you're
chop,
listening
chop.
From Podcast Detroit, we are in Studio One. You can listen in from the podcast, or you can watch any of this from our live pages. Cliff Ashley,
what?
Eric Lomax,
what?
And Eddie Talley. They're all tagged somewhere on my page.
Real all tagged somewhere
in
on
your
the
face.
Puss there you
boots.
Go.
Puss I can't even talk. I'm
all
really
in your face.
Like lit right now.
Really?
Seriously. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
no more for you. Lightweight.
I'm kind of
a little lightheaded. Okay.
Light,
she might be back on the bar dancing tonight.
That was not me. That was not me. I'm $5 for the person who can find that lady that was on the bar. Last night. Mm-hmm. I mean, on that day.
Mm-hmm.
I was meditating. I was
can't
somewhere.
Even say it.
I was meditating.
Come on, anime. Eat cake.
Oh my God. You got cake too.
I do have cake.
More chocolate cake.
Eat the cake, anime.
Okay, are we getting any callers? We need
some
calling. Why y'all ain't calling? Everybody want to run
shit. Well, you know,
now.
But this thing, though, we started kind of late. We, you know, last couple minutes of the show. You
know, they said I got the wrong number up. Oh, shoot.
248-579-5295.
My bad, y'all.
Puss has been cut off.
My bad, y'all. I didn't type in the wrong
She can drink nothing
number.
But water. Ice Mountain water.
Keep doing it. I'll be glad when we get some sponsors.
We need sponsors. Frito-Lay.
I'm seriously typing in the wrong. I can't even see what I'm typing. All right, is that it? 579-5295.
Yeah,
okay, exactly. Come on, y'all. Let's go.
All right, we want some side pieces.
Hey, you know what the best song I've ever heard was?
What is it?
I left home. Yeah. To be with my side piece.
Yeah. When I'm ballrooming and that song come on, I get immediately off the dance floor. Ain't none of y'all old heads better. I'd be like, get away from me. Don't know I don't dance off of that. That song is so.
We got a phone call.
All right.
Caller.
Who it is?
Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Andrea. Hey, Rosie.
Hey, it's my girl Andrea. She gave me those beautiful.
She literally just
said she said she's Andrea. We know.
We said it. Okay, Puss is a little inebriated right now. So, Andrea, give us your comment.
I know. Yes, gentlemen. What you say?
What's your comment?
What's your comment?
Make it good, sweetie. Make it good.
Oh, my comment is I think the reason why a lot of women are or choose to be side pieces is more of financial reasons. Mm. So it's a lot of things that maybe if a woman is, you know, financially unstable, then if she meets someone, a man who, you know, a man is as good as his opportunity. So if you have somebody that's in a predicament where he's financially stable, that's probably a good opportunity where that man will have multiple women.
Miss Andrea, can I ask you a question, sweetie?
Yes.
Isn't that called prostitution?
At the very least, we talk about a sugar daddy situation.
I'm going to say no.
At the very least, we talk about a sugar. You talking about a sugar daddy?
You want
situation,
a sugar daddy, right?
Which is entirely
no,
different.
I don't want
sweet
no
daddy,
no,
sweet daddy on good time.
You talk about financially unstable. Nah, side piece ain't about.
Well, I mean, you think about.
Stability.
I mean, it's not about.
A lot of women it, be like, he be breaking me off money.
Of these,
he give me money.
A lot
go home
of these
to his rack,
men,
his wife.
Is that's what they're leading with.
But isn't
a lot of women won't know a man's status. A lot of men, surprisingly enough, a lot of men lead with that.
But so you said
you I'm gonna follow you how you lead.
So you saying if I walk to you like, looky, I got this hot $100. Let me get a little bit.
$100.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, excuse me. Wait. Excuse me. You want more than that? You got to be part of the union.
you want
fair market value. You better get a union contract around these.
You got
Andrea, hold strong. Don't let them get. They will try to get you.
I don't know how good it is. I'm starting at 100.
If a man lead like that, a woman gonna follow him that way. So that's where a lot of that things come. I think a lot of women stay in that situation because they weigh in what they have material.
A lot of women think nobody is better than nobody.
So they're okay with, he gonna go to his wife, but he gonna come back to me. My bills is being paid. My car. I mean, you see every day. If you meet somebody in Michigan, we have a medium cost of living here that makes, let's just say, six figures. He dated everybody.
Wow. Well, thank you very much
for
that.
Your comment. And Andrea,
thank you, Andrea.
And Andrea, when I start this union for side piece, I'm going to make sure you are installed as one of the presidents or one of the business agents.
Don't put her on your list.
Sound like she the treasurer.
Yeah.
She's the treasurer. She sounds like the treasurer.
Side piece union local 123.
And Andrea, sugar daddy division.
Is that easy?
Andrea, chef is looking for some sous chefs in the kitchen. So, you know, if you want to put If you want, I bet she can.
She can cook.
I want her to cook the panties off.
Wow!
Damn.
Wait a minute,
Andrea. I'm so sorry.
Andrea, don't. Now she said not for no $100. He's cooking you a meal.
I'm cooking you a meal. Damn.
A meal.
You know what, Andrea? We done talking to you. You ain't about your business. You ain't about that life. See you later, Andrea.
Okay, y'all. I'm sorry y'all can't hear the caller. If you listening to, if you listen to the podcast,
listen to the podcast, Detroit, you can hear.
Unfortunately, right. But Andrea made some good points, y'all. She did.
No, she didn't.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
She just described prostitution.
She talked about being a prostitute.
That was more like a sugar daddy.
Hey.
Okay, that's exactly how y'all be presenting yourselves,
though. You see this microphone?
What?
Put your hands on the microphone.
Jill Scott. Come on, Jill Scott.
You put your hand in the microphone, that means you bleed me like I bleed you. We in charge.
Let's go.
That's what it is.
We about to wrap it up. How much?
Yeah, we gotta wrap it up, minutes. Y'all.
We got about 5 minutes.
Can we take another call real quick?
Can we get one more call in 5 minutes?
Can we get
one more call?
And make sure y'all share this video, please.
248-579-5295. Come on, I know I can get one more call.
Yeah, we need another call. We need somebody.
And you can be anonymous. We don't have to know your
name.
Don't
say your name, but if I recognize your voice, I'm going to call you out.
You can be anonymous. You know.
We need a guy to call in.
We don't need a guy.
We need a man.
People are scared to call in. This ain't no telling. Like we asked for
you know
money.
What?
Hey, wait.
Mm-mm. You know what? This is the thing that killed me.
Skeletons.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but this is the thing that killed me. You know, because we be out on the job and everything. No, you don't need no more.
No, since we only got 5 minutes in the show, I just have an announcement.
Okay, go.
Right quick. We got 2 minutes. Get them on.
Tell them quick.
Hey, what's up? You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Who's this?
Come on. You only got a couple minutes.
This is Chevy.
All right, Chevy. Tell us your comment.
That's my friend, Siobhan.
What's up, Chevy?
What's up, Chevy?
What's up, Chevy?
Real quick now.
A side piece has some benefits when the benefactor is wealthy.
Oh,
see, here we go with this prostitution thing.
Why y'all keep calling
it? It's all about the money. It's all about the.
Thanks, Chef, it ain't about the money. Hey, Chef, we appreciate
hey, Chef,
that.
You
one,
better
okay.
not be an impala. They're not gonna make you no more.
You know what? Y'all would not come for my friends
hey,
like
listen,
this.
Listen, if it ain't about the money,
we need a part two.
Miss me y'all. With it. Miss it, you me can miss me with it.
Oh, we got another call. We can't take it.
Got another caller?
Oh, they cut out. Okay, what's your announcement? Because we only got a couple minutes.
My announcement is. We just lost one of our members today. We just lost our members. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I present you with this cake, and I say Cliff Ashley is off the market.
Big C.
Big C is officially
Big C. Wait a minute.
He is officially. Where my bell at? He is officially.
You don't get a bell,
ladies and gentlemen.
Big C is officially off the market. Come on. Put it out there. Give me that Facebook live feed.
Off the market.
Give me that Facebook live feed.
Here we go. Here's the announcement. Yeah. Oh, got a phone call. What's up? Who is this?
What's up? You got 1 minute.
I have 1 minute.
One minute.
Who is this?
Y'all giving the women a hard time.
No, we're like, not. Yes, please,
no, we not.
We up for it.
Have you had 1 minute?
Did you not listen to the shows?
Let us say it.
Right. Come on. Thank you. She's making
a lot of women don't even know because the men go in lying from the beginning and they treat the women good. So the women think,
all right, Ms. Parker.
Okay, I'm getting ready to have somebody special. And then to come to find out, he got a woman.
Yep.
And by that time, you are already in love with the man.
Thank you, sis.
Okay, we appreciate
that.
Thank you very much.
That was a perfect right. call in for the show. Thank
whatever.
You. Whatever.
Okay, getting back to our
that's
news.
What's up. That's what's up. That's why.
We only got a couple minutes.
We got a couple of minutes.
We got 2 minutes. Go.
I present
2 minutes.
This chocolate cake to Cliff Ashley.
Hold on.
Here's the deal. You know,
he got a speech, y'all. He got a speech.
Here's the deal. Yeah, I met somebody, and I'm pretty happy with that situation. And so I'm gonna put my time, focus, and energy into finding out what we can do as a couple. And so, yeah, I'm off the market.
Oh, hell no.
Look, short and sweet.
Oh, hell no.
And we're out for the day. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in next week.
We out, y'all.
We out, y'all. See y'all tuning in. See you next week. Peace out. Right, Podcast y'all. Detroit. Real
thanks
men chopping it up.
Video. Sharing.